Hey y'all, I hope you're having a good day. This is Blue Eyes, obviously. I just wanted to take a minute and do the accent challenge. Had to get in on the fun too. I was gonna record it a couple of days ago and I started recording it, but then about halfway through my phone was like, nope, we're not doing this. So I'm having to redo it today. So, if you'll bear with me, I'm on my computer. You might hear my nails clicking on the keyboard to scroll down because I am reading it on my computer and recording it on my phone. Anyways, we'll get started now. Number one, how do you pronounce your username? My username is Blue Eyes Gone Wild. Number two, where are you from in the world? If it's not obvious by my accent, I'm from the southeastern United States. I have lived in most of the southern states, and I've been here all my life, so I'm very southern, but it's a weird amalgamation of a bunch of different regional accents. Number three, what's it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? That would be called vandalism. No, but really, it's TPing, and it is vandalism, but I guess if you're going to vandalize something, do it that way because it doesn't like mess up anything. But you could also just not be a dick, be a decent human, and don't do it. Number four. What is that bubbly carbonated drink called? I call it drink, or whatever the name of the drink is. So, like Dr. Pepper, Cheerwine, ginger ale, whatever. I do not use Coke for everything, like a lot of people in the South do, though. Number five. What term do you use for gym shoes? I call them tennis shoes or just shoes, tennis sometimes. I never call them gym shoes though because I don't go to the gym. I always joke that like if you see me running, you should probably run too because something's chasing me. Yeah. Anyways, number six, what do you call your grandparents? Well, I have two papas, and I have a grandma, and I have a granny. Number seven, what do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? I call those buggies, and occasionally I'll call it a shopping cart, but that's usually only to people that aren't from the South and look at me funny when I say buggy. Number eight, what do you use to change channels on TV? I don't really watch cable, so I don't use like a remote control. I pretty much just stream everything online, and that's through my Xbox, so I just call it a controller. Number nine, choose any book and read a random passage. Okay, so this book is it's called Kafka on the Shore. And the author is Haruki Murakami, and I may have butchered that name, so I will write it in the info. This is not YouTube. I will write it in the text box. I don't know, whatever it's called. You know what I mean. Okay. Sometimes fate is like a small sandstorm that keeps changing directions. You change direction, but the sandstorm chases you. You turn again, but the storm adjusts. Over and over, you play this out, like some ominous dance with death just before dawn. Why? Because the storm isn't something that blew in from far away, something that has nothing to do with you. This storm is you, something inside of you, so all you can do is give in to it. Step right inside the storm. Closing your eyes and plugging your ears so the sand doesn't get in and walk through it, step by step. There's no sun there, no moon, no direction, no sense of time. Just fine, white sand swirling up into the sky like pulverized bones. That's the kind of sandstorm you need to imagine. And you really will have to make it through that violent, metaphysical, symbolic storm, no matter how metaphysical or symbolic it might be. Make no mistake about it. It will cut through flesh like 1,000 razor blades. People will bleed there, and you will bleed too. Hot, red blood. You'll catch that blood in your hands, your own blood and the blood of others. And once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure, in fact, whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what the storm is all about. Number 10, do you personally think that you have an accent? Yes, I most definitely have an accent, and I really try to cover it up in day-to-day life because it gets me a lot of funny looks. I'm trying real hard not to, dampen it down right now, but it probably happened when I was reading because when I go into recording mode, it just naturally happens. I don't know. I think it's probably from being in theater when I was younger. I always hated listening to myself, like when I had to watch back a video of us doing a play or anything. So, okay. Number 11, say these words: aunt, envelope, theater, caught, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, route, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, Jif, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. That's a hot mess. Number 12, say any three words that come to your mind. Don't roast me. No, I have no idea. So, y'all, reckon, and Louisiana. I don't know. Those are the three that popped into my mind. Hopefully that's not too weird. If you need any help translating this, just let me know and I'll try to tell you what I actually said. Sometimes people have a hard time understanding. Anyways, had fun doing this. Let me know what you think, and hopefully I'll see you guys around.